Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
I'm coming.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
It's Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
Palace Radio, love fantasy, it's Buddy.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Happy hump day.
And welcome back to another episode of DQ Powers Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am your host, Storm. And with me, I have my fellow Diva, who's in the building.
Yes, it's Miss Mo Better's in the building. Peace, folks.
Ray Queen, and also in the building.
Yes. Good evening, ladies.
All right, welcome back. Hey. Look, and I hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving, but we did not have the show before Thanksgiving, so we hope that all of you had a wonderful time, and you're truly blessed, and are just excited that you guys are back with us for another episode of DQ Palace Radio. So for those of you who are new, we're just going to do a quick recap. Just touch base with the DJs and see how everything's going, how the DJs been thus far. The phone lines are always open. The number to call is 845-277-9098. Ladies, how you been?
Well, I sure. I'm blessed. I'm grateful that I am blessed. So I will not complain. I will not complain. Because it could always be worse, you know? Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Damn.
I hear that. Not me neither. What she said. I concur. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't complain.
It was a stressful day today.
But I won't.
gotta love the dynamics here. You have to love the dynamics. You know, and leave it up to you, like, well, damn it, I'll complain, okay? It's been a stressful week. Everything is hectic. Life is going fast. I'll complain for y'all. You know, it's got to be one of us that's going to do it. I'll do it today. Okay. It's been a stressful day.
You have at it, Storm.
just had to say it, but you know, yes, truly blessed, happy to be here. You know, any day above ground is a blessing. So thankful.
Absolutely.
But I'll definitely throw my little complaints in there from time to time. Just saying.
Of course.
So you guys,
I think that's
good.
Just a natural thing.
You guys.
Yeah. I think, but you know what, Storm? I think complaining, that comes natural. Sometimes we're doing it and we don't even realize that we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, because some things we do out of force of habit. Like, you know, the natural thing is to complain.
Mm-hmm.
Then you find yourself checking yourself. I know I do. I can't speak for nobody else on that aspect, but I find myself checking myself, like, and you know better. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're human.
And that's what people have to understand, is that you're human. And sometimes, you know, people can see venting from complaining, you know, like,
right,
you know, there's a difference. You can vent and talk about the situation that you may be going through, and that person may be helping you. And in the same sentence, you could be complaining about maybe life is extremely hard for you, you know, or maybe you're going through a storm. This pandemic has hit everybody differently, you know, so it's definitely, you know, people complain about a lot of different things, and, you know, sometimes we can confuse the venting with complaining, you know, and sometimes people just need to get things off their chest just to let people know how they feel, and, you know, it is what it is. You know what?
It's so ironic that you brought that up, because that's actually going to lead into our topic. Like, you know, when people go to social media, are they venting? Are they complaining? Are they looking for validation? Because we already know what a shit show would be. You know what I'm saying? And then people put their personal business on there, and, you know, I mean, when they post it, they never put in captions like no response needed or anything. They leave it up there and leave it open for people to see. And then what happens is people start commenting, and then they get upset. So, you know, why are you going? And you know what? This really wasn't our topic, but it's going to go into it. It's going to go into our real topic in a minute. do people are what are you looking for, validation? You understand what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
we already know people can live fabricated lives when it comes to social media. You understand
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? Now, if you see some, if you see a post or something about yourself that is sort of untruth, and you still get upset, you have a problem.
Right.
You have a problem. I'm like, that's a gem y'all can have for free. You know, y'all can have that for free.
Say it again for the people in the back. Say it again for the people in the back.
For the people, uh-huh. for the folks in the back. I was trying to say it as loud as I could, but you know,
mm-hmm.
that's for the folks in the back. So you know, like you said, some people do just need to vent. You know, want to put it out there or whatever. But if you don't make that clear, like I don't need any response. I'm just stating. Then you know, I don't. Then you just no holds barred.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
I remember one time.
To be honest with you, go ahead, Ray.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time a while ago. I think it was maybe my first year that I had Facebook. I had gotten really mad at somebody and posted something on Facebook and meant it toward that person and even tagged that person in my post. And I'm so grateful for people who really love me because I got so many messages and calls from people who really love me, from those of y'all who really love me, and y'all were like, take that down. Take that down. Take that down. Take
mm-hmm.
that down. And that was like literally the only time I went ham and did some stupid-ish like that. I mean, I went ham. I was angry. But yeah, I'm older now. I'm more mature. And I know how to handle myself better. But yeah, I was bad. I was a bad girl that time.
Not for real. No, I agree because I used to do stuff like that too. You know, sharing stupid mm-hmm. stuff or whatever. But our mm-hmm. real topic is actually like, you know, even with people venting and different complaining and stuff like that, ask yourself, what steps do you need to take to get rid of the stuff in your life that's holding you down, like that's making you complain all the time? You know what I mean? So now you have to take, that's like after Thanksgiving, you got all this leftover food in your refrigerator and it's just sitting there. You know what I mean? Like, all right, I know I'm not going to eat that. Throw it in the garbage. It's the same thing. The same thing should be required of your life. Like, listen, I know that's not no good. Dump it.
Yeah.
So what happens is a lot of times we get so wrapped into what we think we want instead of seeing what we actually need that you miss it. You miss it. And then it's just sitting there growing moldy, moldy like that old ass food in your refrigerator, and then you start stinking. Then you like, oh, gosh. You understand?
I hear you. Let me just chime in real fast. So I was just trying to chime in because I think with the whole social media thing, it's kind of like twofold, you know, because a lot of people mm-hmm. on social media, they hide behind the social media because it allows
mm-hmm.
them to be whoever they want to be. You know, you don't have
right.
to really know who they are. You know, honestly, do they really care? Probably not. You know, do they really want you to know them? No, they just want you to look at what they're posting and put a like,
yep.
a comment, or co-sign what someone's saying because you've experienced it. So I feel like
uh-huh.
social media, it helps you for certain things, but it also can hurt you in other things. It hurts you because it's like, who are you really? And why are you posting
mm-hmm.
what you're posting? Because some people will say, oh, I'm at this location, I'm doing this. Who cares? You know,
mm-hmm.
like, it's so clear that
exactly.
you're at this event and this is what you're doing at the end of the day. Like, is it an open invitation?
That's,
you want people to join you? What is it? You know,
that's
or
fair.
like say when you post, you know, like a status, like I'm famous for putting like different quotes up there, you know? And
mm-hmm.
when I first started with social media, it was kind of like, oh, well, who are you talking about? If I'm talking about you, I'll tag you and it don't work. You know, it's like, you know me well enough.
Right.
If it's about
but if
you,
the shoe,
I'll let you
if
know.
The shoe fits.
You know?
But if the shoe
you know?
Fits.
But if you feel that something that I'm putting up there you can relate to, or if I help you, then so be it. But if it don't and you don't like it, then get off my page. So it's,
twofold.
I feel, you know, where like a lot of people, I mean, no offense, excuse my language, I see more ass and titties on social media than I think I've ever seen in my life, you know? Because people post stuff
all the time. The strip clubs are empty now because of that. You get it?
Well,
it's a gift and a
curse.
Who
needs a strip club when you can go right there for social media?
Right.
You know, like,
right.
You can watch it for free and don't even have to throw no dollar bills.
That's
not
a whole
know?
Thing.
Because you're getting it all there.
Yep.
You know,
well,
you
social media again,
it's all
about appeasement. It's about people being appeased. I want to see if I can get the most likes. I want to see, you know what I'm saying? People don't really want the truth. I was just talking about that. Like, people would rather you tell them an ugly ass lie than the clean truth. You understand? You can't handle the truth. So social media is all about appeasement. Who's going to appease me today? You know what I mean? So let me put something up and see how many people can like. And if they don't like it, then I'm going to start acting like Trump. So I'm going to start acting like Donald Trump. Oh, that's not your business. Stop being nosy. Shut the beep up.
Well, if you put it on social media, then it's for everybody, right?
If
you put it on social media, then that means it's for everybody. So that means everybody is entitled to have their opinion about whatever you're putting up there because you put it up there.
And they're gonna.
Now,
and people are gonna.
I'll be the first person to say, I wish somebody would comment on a post that I'm putting up there when I know all their business and I know all about their life. I will definitely read it.
Exactly.
So you might want to say off my page.
That's a funny thing.
Exactly.
Because people will be like, I know you outside of this. I know you're outside of this shit. So, you know, knock it all the way off. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Knock it off. You raggedy
as hell.
Exactly.
You think you're raggedy. But do you feel like it's a matter of, like, cleaning? Do you think the other topic was, you have to, like, get rid of the stuff in the refrigerator. You get rid of the toxic people, negative people in your life. You know, do you feel that when you remove them from your life, you should remove them from social media as well? Or just remove them from having conversations?
Absolutely. Completely. You understand?
I agree.
Absolutely. Because what are you going to do but stalk this person's page? You understand what I'm saying? Let me see who's commenting. You understand? So if y'all not speaking in person, what do you need me on social media for? Like, goodbye.
Uh-huh.
You know, you don't need to be on my page. However, if somebody claim they don't, that I offended them or did something to them or whatever, I don't block them. I still leave my page open because if you want to go in there and be trolling and you see some shit you don't like, that's your problem, not mine. You understand? That's your problem, not mine. That ain't got nothing to do with me, how you trolling me. Because I don't care what you're going to do, mock me or whatever, you just can't stop me. And that's period. So if you want to troll my page, be my doggone guest.
I got rid of a lot of people on social media because my thing is like if I don't talk to you and you know for whatever the reason may be, you know, then I don't need you, you know, looking on my page, wishing that bad negative booty energy on me. You know, I don't need all that. So my thing is if I don't message you, then you're not gonna be on my page unless I'm doing some like straight marketing stuff and. Anything goes.
Right.
You know, that's different.
Right.
But if I'm not on my personal page, you're not gonna be on my page. Cause I'm not dealing with you like that. And we have to understand each other. We're like, whatever you did that irritated me, that made me not like you, and I talk to you, trust and believe. That was enough to make me delete you off my page and my social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to see that, regardless of the situation, that God continues to bless me. So therefore, I don't want that negativity stuff on my page. So I'm gonna get rid of you.
Yeah, just the whole vibe.
I'm gonna take you out with the trash, pretty much.
There you go.
That's what I'm
there
doing.
You go.
I don't want to look
at do. They like, if it ain't on Facebook, it ain't true. You know, I didn't see it on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be trying not to raise my blood pressure because you can't fix stupid.
How about this one, ladies? I had a family member. One of my nieces, young, great niece. She's 11 or 12. She got a hold of her grandmother's phone. Her grandmother happens to be one of my sisters now. So she goes through grandma's messenger, which in grandma's messenger is a group of us four sisters. Me and all my sisters. And we, you know, talk about our, you know, we it's just some personal things that no one needs to know. Not our kids, not our friends, not our mates, no one, but us four, you know, us four sisters. So she screenshots these things and she goes back and tells her mother, who's my niece. So my niece creates this group in Messenger and then blasts us all out just for mentioning her. Now, we speak about all of our kids, all of our families, our animals, and all of that stuff. But what this little grown-ass girl, excuse my language, did was screenshotted this, just a specific conversation that mentioned her and her mother. And now there's this group, and I mean, it was nasty how this girl was blasting us all out for no reason.
And I would have told her ass all the way off.
It just, I'm like, at first I was like, okay, well, I have nothing to do with this, so I don't know why she put my name in there. But, of course, my name goes in there because I was in the group and I seen, you know, the sisters chatting on it and I chimed in and, you know, asked a few questions here and there. So she just put in the group all, you know, everybody that she felt. Listen, I'm so grateful that I kept myself calm at the moment. And didn't blast her. So my question is, what do you ladies think about when people put you in these groups and you don't want to be in this group?
And you're not asked, right. And
someone has added you to this group, you know?
Yeah, no.
What do you feel about
that? They should ask permission because a lot of people don't like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, even just regularly in a group text, like, please don't put me in a group text because then you got people responding. Like, my phone is going off like crazy. And like, oh, God, it's like, get me out of the group text. And then you try to remove yourself and you can't. And it'll put you right back in there anyway. So it's like, that's annoying. They should ask. Don't just put me in a group. No, it is for real. It's annoying.
Yeah.
It really is, you know, and people are hard headed.
Well,
you know,
I'll be the first one to definitely throw it out there. Me personally, I'm gonna cuss you out. I'm gonna cuss your mama out too. I'm gonna tell you go sit down and play with those kids because I'm a grown woman. I'm playing games. Okay, don't add me to nothing unless you ask me first. When you ask me first, then if I say yes, then add me. If I don't say yes, don't add me. Because that's how stuff gets started and people get into their feelings. Because it could have easily just been an easy question. One, two questions, and the next thing you know, everybody's all in the hiss, you know, over it. And
exactly.
The reality is, honestly, it's not that serious, like, trust me, good enough, you know. But I feel like to know someone, they should really understand how they are, you know. If you know that you got them type of kids that's nosy and they screenshotting and stuff like that, okay, so you know what? Do your favor. Keep that over there because I don't want no part of that.
This is the age of screenshots. Everybody screenshot everything now. They're like, oh, screenshot.
I keep my receipts. And I sure do. I'm 47 years old, and I keep smarty, trust and belief. Yes. But I'm the type of person, I'm also the type of person, I'm like, look, I don't let me have an attitude, because I'll curse my auntie out, I'll curse my daughter out,
yeah.
I'll curse my son out, I'll curse my mama, I'll curse God out if it ain't the right time. Give me my faith, let me get it together.
Look, you had me going there, and then you said God. I said, oh, you by yourself.
Yeah,
so, whoa.
Yeah, you caught me on that one, too. You just tricked me
Auntie, you should have heard yourself. You were like, oh.
I'm joking, but when it comes to, like, let's just say you're sitting in bed, it's your 1 hour, let's just say it's the 1 hour of the day you have to yourself, and you tell your kids or whoever is in your house, listen, if anybody comes knocking at the door, I ain't here. If God come knocking at the door, I ain't here. Just tell him I ain't here.
But see, the thing about that, he be knowing. He be knowing. Just when we think we hiding, guess what?
And guess what? He ain't gonna knock on your door either. He's coming right in.
He's not waiting on no permission.
Yes,
right there.
Yeah.
But listen, I have a question. Be careful
with that negative. Go ahead.
I have a question real quick, it's switching the subject, because y'all know I'm always watching TV news and stuff like that, but have y'all seen the first artificial intelligence newscaster in what was it, Korea? Over in Korea?
No.
Looks like a real person. No. They do the news. So y'all know this is gonna start being new. You're gonna be around things that you don't even know are fake. It was on the news today, in Korea.
And what is it?
They had their first artificial intelligence newscaster.
So it's a dummy, but it looks like a person.
Yep, like a real person. I mean, you can't tell. You can look at it. You can't tell us it's not a real person. Telling you, this is what they're using all our technology and stuff for. This is how they gather your information and your looks. Like when if you don't turn your camera off on your phone, even when you think it's off, they can still see you through your camera.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people shut all of that stuff down, because they can. Like our conversations and stuff, normally, not even on the internet, just normally they can see what you're doing, and this is how they get the artificial and information. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to start seeing people that look like you somewhere else. We're like, hold up.
I was walking through Stop and Shop.
Check the news.
It'll
show you.
I was walking through Stop and Shop, and there was a machine, a robot on wheels.
Yes.
The thing was taller than me, and it was going up and down the aisle. I said, what the hell is that?
It's scary.
This robot, it detects when there's a spill and it cleans it up or something. This robot will
No, they call for assistance. It lets them know where the spill and all that stuff at, and they'll call for assistance, like a spill in the aisle or such and such. But I thought it was following me around the store one day.
Yeah, I looked at it. I stared at it. I sure did. I stared at the thing.
But yeah, listen, when y'all get a chance, check it out. And I also hate to be a Debbie Downer, but the second stimulus package doesn't include $1,200 for individuals. So we can stop expecting that. For anybody that's listening, stop expecting it. It's for the small businesses and big businesses. It's not for the individual anymore. So.
Are people still getting that $600 unemployment?
No, they bust that down to $300, and that's only going until the 31st of December. December 31st is the last of that. And it's $300. They had went from 6 to 3. So now, you know, they're going to be wondering, like, what's going to happen.
You're saying, you're saying the second stimulus package is not for the individual, it's for the business?
No. Nope, it's for businesses. To bail businesses out. And that's what Turtle Mitch McConnell, yeah. Same thing.
Because not for nothing, the business, the small businesses and the business owners, they were able to get that PPE package where a lot of them were able to receive. Right. So I don't understand why they are allotted anything else at this point, because most of them, no offense to the business owners, but they didn't even do what they were supposed to be doing with that. You know?
Exactly.
You got all that money, 8 weeks of not paying payroll, you know, not really having to, like, not, I don't want to say not paying, because they still had to pay payroll, but it was still like they gave you assistance with 8 weeks of payroll.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And most places let go of majority of their people. So some of these business owners kept this money.
They was cashing in.
They have to show proof. Man, people know how to make fake receipts. Cut it out. Come on.
Yep.
People know how to make fake receipts and make it seem like you have people that didn't even own businesses getting that
PPE money. PPP or whatever. Whatever letters they were.
Whatever
for.
You want to call it. It was still money that was given. But look, it was still money that was given. And now it comes to the point where that money was given. And now what?
Right. And then what's going to happen after that? And like, why the individuals can't, you know, why not include them? Include us, excuse me. Us.
I still want to find out about that hero package. Where is that at?
Yeah.
I gotta
research that. Because we just left high and dry. They're focused on getting that corona vaccine out.
Well, they already did that out. And a lot of people already asking for it, so.
Yep.
A lot of people want it.
They can have it. I don't even take the flu shot. Huh?
Microphone check. Can you even hear me? Can
y'all
hear me?
What'd you
say? Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, they say they're trying to, I heard that they were going to try to make the healthcare workers get that, the vaccine to the COVID first.
Yep.
Did y'all hear anything about
and
that?
Yes, I did. I heard it was going to be mandatory for healthcare workers.
Yeah.
For everybody. They're trying to make it mandatory for everybody.
Yeah, the flu shot is mandatory, too, for us healthcare workers.
Yeah, they're trying to make the COVID mandatory for everybody, though, not just the healthcare workers, everybody.
They need to look into it a little further before making. I don't think that vaccination is ready. Who has it been tested on? Trump?
The UK. The UK actually. Yeah, him. The Regeneron. he took it and he said he thinks he's immune. So, yeah. No. But the UK has opened it up. They started giving out the vaccine already.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
But if you have the antibodies to it, I wonder if you have the antibodies, are you immune to it? You know? Because if you have the antibodies, you've had it already. Can you have it?
It's still a lot of unanswered questions. You know what I'm saying? So even if you do catch it, you're in the incubation stage, then you're in the quarantine stage. Okay, so does it just go away? Can you catch it again? I'm trying to figure this out.
I hope this thing is like herpes. You have an outbreak if your immune system or whatever gets weak or you get stressed or something. I don't know. I hope that this thing is
herpes.
Yeah.
Herpes don't go away. You can treat herpes. That shit ain't going nowhere.
Right. And I hope that this damn corona is not, you know, because right now the amount of people that are getting sick from it is rising again. So I don't know. They need to do something about this.
Well, you see, right now as we speak, over on Staten Island, they have a bunch of protests going on because they shut down a business over there because he was fully operating, and they shut him down. Now they're talking about closing the business altogether. They arrested one of the owners, and now they're over there protesting right now. They just had it on the news. But in the same interim, and 5 minutes later, they showed all the nurses striking. You understand? So I was like, okay, yeah, I want stuff open, but then now you have the nursing staff and the health field, they're so exhausted that now you're not going to even have people to take care of the people that's sick. You know, so, if you got to go get your drink and take it home. Of course you want a fellowship,
exactly.
But you want to hang out and stuff.
And I got to say, in the health field, they have been hiring so many people. You know, it's like, especially since the hospital, since places have started opening back up, and now there's a threat that these places are going to close back. You know, already some of the bars and stuff close at 8 to 10 o'clock already again. I know the lab that I work at, you know, there's talk of we might be closing down again.
Really?
Yeah, this is crazy.
It's crazy. It is always going to be a toss-up. That's the thing.
Uh-huh.
You'll never have everybody on the same page as far as this goes.
Absolutely.
Never.
Absolutely.
I don't care how we try to dress it up or whatever. What we're going to be doing is just strictly our opinions like we do now. You have people that want it open. You have people that want it closed. Even as far as schools. Some teachers like, I don't think we should open right now. And then you have Bill de Blasio saying, well, we're gonna open back up, open the schools back up or whatever. So it's always going to be a constant battle. You're not going to be able to satisfy everybody. Everybody's not going to be satisfied. And that's period.
I agree. Because you know what? At the end of the day, it's like there's not a decision that's going to be made that everybody's going to agree with, you know?
That's right.
But I will say, even when people talk about, the hybrid, you know, with schooling and doing the schooling remotely, there's still a lot of cases that people are not talking about with the kids who are hybrid. There's still a lot of cases where people, and as parents, there's even parents that are sending their kids to school sick. Like, oh, it could be the common cold. Okay, but guess what? Mm-hmm. Even your common cold, can you keep your kids commonly home? Just keep them home.
Right. Even if it's just a cold.
But you don't even know if it's a cold. You know what I'm saying? Everything is so tricky right now where you don't really know. So if your kids, they ask you the question, any fever, anyone sick, you know, common cold or whatever, you just ask these questions and you still send your kids to school sick?
Yeah.
Contaminating the rest of the school?
They want to.
But that can make sense.
The line on the walk-in clinics. My sister came from, she flew from North Carolina a couple of days ago, and she had to take a COVID test when she got back because she had to quarantine. She stood online for 3 hours before she got into the door of the walk-in clinic in our town, the city MD. 3 hours. That line every single day is long.
Now people are paying other people to stand online for them. So,
oh my gosh.
That's what they're doing now. Like, listen, go stand on the line for me. I got you. You know what I'm saying? They give people money to stand online. Yes, that's actually a new business with people standing online for others
and they're paying them. Because it's cold outside and the lines are long. So, you know.
Just to get a COVID test.
But if people have a regular doctor, most primary care physicians are giving them. You know, so if people think that they're getting a faster by going to City MD or wherever the MinuteClinic is not, you do better making an appointment and going to your own primary care physician. So I know my
yeah, but
I know
issue
our,
with
our
that
care physician
I
get,
did that. The
yep.
issue with that though is that you have to wait. The wait time for an appointment is longer. That's the only thing.
Mm.
Where, like, say, we ended up going to the walk-in clinic because we needed a COVID test like right away because, you know, Destiny was around a person who did have it, you know, who later on we found out had, you know, COVID. So we had to go to get her tested to be able to get her cleared for her to be able to still move around and not have to quarantine, you know. And
right.
her doctor's office was telling us a month, 1 month.
Oh, wow.
Just to get
wow.
in. Just to get into them was a month. They don't have, like, say, a department that's just doing, like, COVID testing at your doctor's office. They still see, like,
right.
well, I don't know for you guys, but I know for us, they don't have anyone
you
that's
know.
Just doing strictly COVID tests. So, therefore, you're mixed in
no.
with everyone, you know?
Mm.
So, we had to, you know, wait on that line. And I had to kind of, like, give that lady a little hard time. You know, because she tried to make it seem what they thought they were split. They put a notice on the door, and the notice said, starting Monday, whatever date it was, that COVID testing stops at 2:30, right? Okay.
Mm.
The sign said Monday. Today is Sunday. So that sign don't apply because it didn't start yet. It starts on Monday.
Right.
Well, no, we stopped early. That's not my problem. The notice on your door says, starting Monday, today
right.
is Sunday, so therefore, we're going to wait for the doctor.
Right.
And I want the doctor to give her a test, and this way we'll know what it is, if she was exposed, if she has, or, you know, whatever. But,
right,
and then
right.
even getting that, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, we knew that she was fine, but it wasn't the point. The point is, we're around people who are high risk. She works, and she cheers, you know, so therefore, you can just be a walking around contaminating everybody, and you won't even know. So arguments that you wanted to know, to be on the safe side, you know, and
but
you have to wait.
That's crazy. Do you know, but just look how this shit started in China, right? And you don't hear mm-hmm. shit about their numbers and nothing going up. And it started mm-hmm. here. It ended
right.
up here, and we're still struggling.
Isn't that something?
Something's wrong with that.
That's
picture.
Crazy.
Something's wrong.
Yeah,
with
but I thought Donald. I thought Donald Trump and him was good friends. So how come Donald Trump ain't help us get better like they did? I'm confused.
Because he's full of doodle. Full of mierda.
They're supposed to have good friends.
But didn't they shut everything down? They shut everything down. They were spraying everything down. Like, literally just shut everything down.
Yep. But again, that goes back to what I was saying before, that we're so spoiled and privileged here that nothing's supposed to stop moving unless I say so. You understand? Everybody wants to be the dog on board. But nobody has plans on nothing. Like, you know, or the land of the free that lives by the
constitution, what do you think will happen?
Not only including a certain amount of people. Man, you need to scratch your sniff.
But what do you think will happen if everything shuts down?
If everything had to shut down when they first got it for them 2 weeks, everybody would have had their incubation and their stages already.
Their quarantine period over. Yeah.
Their quarantine stage. Yep, they would have had their quarantine stage already, and that's exactly what China did. Nobody was allowed out. Nobody.
But now,
But now, how would you guys feel if it was to be shut down now?
Shut it down. What are they going to do? Well, I mean, hopefully that would be some type of solution. You know what I mean? They shut it down. They shut it down. What could we do? Because we got people over here stupid fighting over doggone toilet paper.
Well,
no,
I heard about that.
And, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, I mean, if they was to shut down now, but what the guy on the news was saying, which made a lot of sense, because y'all want to shut my bar down, but y'all don't shut down Walmart. You're not shutting down the grocery stores. 7-Eleven is still open 24 hours. And you go in a lot of these stores, they'd be packed in them stores. Y'all not shutting them down. So how is this one little bar is making a bigger difference than those big chain stores are? And then guess what's happening? Those big chain stores are getting the bailout money. Oh, man.
Right.
We are pawns on a chessboard. That's what we are.
Well,
so
I don't know. I'm just praying that things
crazy.
Get better. And I'm definitely not trusting in Trump.
That's all we can do.
So that's all. I'm just praying that things get better and things get, you know, better soon. And, you know, we don't have,
right.
that, you know, more people dying and losing their life, you know, with this. Because what's
right.
happening, you know, from what I can see is, even some people who are testing it are testing it from someone else. And that person wasn't even
right.
about their team. So we need to, you know, definitely just be safe, you know, be safe ourselves. And, you know, I tell anybody, did you get a test? Did you get a test? What was your result? You know, like, I'm not afraid
right,
to ask
right.
that question, you know. I'm not afraid because
right.
guess what? Everybody and their mama done been tested at this point. Everybody and then their mama had been tested. At this point, everybody
had it. That's the whole thing.
Right. And someone was saying that you couldn't even get it again. But then guess what? Somebody said you could.
That's
somebody said just because you have it one time don't mean you're not going to get it again.
Mm.
So I want to see how this works. Yeah, somebody said, I was a part of a conversation, and they were like, okay, well, once you get it at one time, you can't get it again. And, you know, some of the people that was in the conversation said, show me where it says that you can't get it again, because I've never heard that you couldn't get it again. And then sure enough,
right.
this lady's relative had it twice. But they
wow.
said you couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They said you couldn't get it twice. But she got it twice. And my thing is,
well,
it wasn't, I mean, I don't think somebody's going to sit up there and say they had it twice, you know, just to say it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You went through that struggle, not me. So did you have it or
mm-hmm.
not? And the person said
exactly.
they had it twice.
I do believe that you can get it more than once. But there
mm-hmm.
there is a test to, you know, for those of us like myself, who I believe that I had it in February when they were not
mm-hmm.
testing for it yet. So... There's a blood test that you could take to see if you have the antibodies, meaning the blood test tells you whether or not you had it or not. So,
but then that diminishes also. So even sometimes, even if you have the antibody test, it could be so much time go past that there's no trace.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to have
just don't know.
A prescription.
They don't. It's so new. Of course they don't know. This thing is oh so new. Oh so
it's
new.
It's new to us. It's
because
been
remember
around.
They said,
it's just so new
right.
to us.
Right.
Remember that you just said that kids couldn't get it, remember? When it first came out?
Yes.
Right.
They said kids and black people and everybody. Shit.
The devil is a lie.
The
devil is a lie. I put all my trust and faith in God, even though I, you know, get a little mad and cuss him out sometimes, but all my faith is in God.
I'm joking.
Everybody knows. Our fans, let me let the new
Father
fans
God,
know.
You know
yes.
my heart.
Let me...
Father God.
I'm
going to
let
heart.
all of our new listeners know that at the end of every show, we as a matter of fact, it's almost about that time. So I'm new listeners, yes, time is of the essence. And at this time, at the end of the show, we do go around the circle and we give our final thoughts on the show. And for all of our fans that we've had for a while, they already know this is Ray Queen. And the first thing I say, very first thing, for all of our new fans that have heard me joking around tonight, I give all my honor and all my glory to God, because without him, there would be no me. And that is a fact. I truly, truly, truly believe in God. And big shout out to GQ Palace. The whole GQ Palace family, our CEO and our executive, Rich Money and Miss Lavina, my sister Divas here on the show, Miss Mobetta and Miss Storm, all of our callers and listeners, definitely an awesome, awesome show as always, Divas. I love y'all, and I'm passing on the mic.
It's on you. So what you gonna do? what I'm going to say tonight is can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. What I'm going to say is my gem to everybody: listen, start doing your own research when it comes to stuff. You know what I'm saying? Stay aware. You know, be caught up on your current events. And when it comes to medical things, don't just brush it off, act like ain't nothing happening, because it is. Because pretty soon, like I said, you're gonna look at the TV and see yourself on there like, where they come from? They making us in factories right now. You know? They'll wipe out they wipe out us with a virus and replace us with artificial intelligent people and don't have to pay them. Man, listen. Stop playing. But yep, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't go on conspiracy theories. I research, I read, and I employ everybody to do the same thing. Like, just stay up current, you know what I mean? Stay healthy, wash your hands. You gotta wear a mask while you're going outside. If you don't wanna wear it, stay home. Period. You know. If you can't be a part of the solution, don't be a part of the problem. Period. On that note, I'm chucking up the goose.
Yeah. All right. It's a ghost storm. Ditto, everything that they said. My final thought with the topic is, you know, just make sure that as you're cleaning your refrigerator out and you're getting rid of all that negativity and all those people that's bringing you that down and those Debbie, Debbie Downer. You know, make sure that as you sit and you reevaluate yourself, you remove some negative things. And sometimes it may have to be removing people from your life, and you know, whether it's social media or not, you know, just removing them completely. So this way, you're able to continue to be blessed at the same time. You know, and not surround yourself with people who are not going anywhere and not doing anything, and they're stuck in a rut and they enjoy being miserable. So, with that being said, make sure that you find, you know, you keep yourself around positive people, like-minded people who are similar to yours, and people who are doing things and looking to grow in life and learn more and educate each other. You know, each one teach one. You got to make sure that everyone shares their knowledge, so that everyone's aware of what's going on in the world today. It's a pandemic, people. You got to play it safe. You got to be safe. You got to do what you have to do. And sometimes it's a matter of thinking outside the norm and doing things that what you're not used to doing. You know, putting on a mask every single day, going outside, going to the store, seeing people with dirty ass gloves on. They won't change their gloves, but you're worried about a pandemic. But you have dirty gloves on, and you're not cleaning them, and you're touching money, and you're touching food, and you're touching bags.
Uh-huh.
So,
and
education.
Not your gloves,
you
it's defeating the purpose.
You know. You have to educate each other. You know, I'm going to start carrying around a box of gloves. And when I see someone with dirty gloves, I'm going to offer them a pair of gloves. Like, here, it's free. You know, keep it. You know,
mm-hmm.
keep it and change it. Because
mm-hmm.
what you're doing right now is you're contaminating the next thing that you touch with the same dirty gloves on that you had on since this morning. So, yes, education is the key. We have to play
and the
smart.
Mask, too, now.
Let's work together.
Dirty-ass,
you know,
mask, too. Wash them things.
Exactly. Let's work together to try and, you know, as they say, make this place, you know, a better place. We got to make sure we keep it together, work together, educate our children. When we're gone from this world, our children will hopefully still be here, and we want to try and give them the proper tools that they need to survive in this thing called life. So, with that being said, it was a great show. Look forward to hanging out with the ladies next week, Wednesday. For all our new callers that's checking us out, tonight's topic, you know, pretty much we just talked about a couple of different things. We freestyled it a little bit. Next week we'll be interviewing, I believe, an artist. So definitely check us out. You know, if you know someone that's looking for an interview, please send me information in to gq002@gmail.com, or you can reach out to all three of us users. We're on all the social medias. You can check us on Instagram. You can check us on Facebook. DC Palace is on Twitter. It's on LinkedIn. It's on all those sites. So type in DC Palace and you'll find us. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Support each other. Support Black-owned businesses, people. We need each other to survive. With that being said, have a blessed and safe week. God bless you all.
And happy birthday.
Amen.
Whoever celebrates a birthday. I forgot.
Yeah.
Jigga Man. Swiss Beat. History in the making. Part 3. Lights out, ladies. Jacobs and clusters, busters, they wanted to rush us. Love the way you sparkle when the sun touch us. When you blush, you turn blue if your grade is right. You can light up the whole room, turn it day from night. When the summertime is in and them tops are down. With you around my neck, we locked the whole block down. It took short sleeves, it is now that I understand. The reason they call you ice, everybody freeze. Independent in the sun, who can shine like you? And that platinum and the charm, who can blind like you? The direct reason why niggas do the crime they do. I used to snatch the necklace right off the reckless fool. Yes, I was jealous that they were so next to you. So I devoted half my time to invest in you. The other half was spent on protecting you. Cause you belong to me. Now sing a song for me. Come on. Wonder about the juice I got. I took you from the projects and an abusive pop. From the bottom to the top, the skateboard to the drop. From the nada to the product, I got you like I got you. From the first time I put you around my neck and locked you. It was then I knew everywhere I went you follow. Soon I spent every dollar, you became my habit. Other brothers' vice was smoke, mine was cash. The more checks I got, the more I laced my crew. The rocks got bigger, watch face got blue. The little bit shit, I laced my fool. Fuck it, my mistress, I laced her too. Cop my jewels twice like deja vu. If they ever met in the mall, was over, y'all. Just the way I do, and either way you win. I mean, the thugs love you and your girl's best friend. The gold chain you thug. Sometimes you're giving just because. And a tennis bracelet means they want relations. Know that they want to fuck. The only reason they give you up. In the hands of gold diggers, you never enough. Ring things, just never enough. But me and you together, don't shine to the end. I mean, the thugs love you, but your girl's best friend.